Okay, so in just two nights, we will be at our Seder, our first Seder, and we all prepare in advance, and we come up with things to say, and all different types of words and ideas, philosophical ideas, insights into the Makot, Gematrias, whatever types of Divrei Torah you like. But I was listening to a shiur this week by Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, where he points out, and I think correctly, that we need to be careful about the types of things that we say at our Seder. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos, Chametz Matzvah, the Rambam writes, Mitras Asei Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflaos Shenasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. It is a positive biblical commandment to tell about the miracles and the wonders that were done for our forefathers in Egypt on the 15th of Nisan Shnemar Zachar Ziyam Azeh Asher Yitzasem Mitzrayim. Because you have to, as the pasuk says, remember this day that you left Egypt. And the Rambam is very clear. The mitzvah, the primary mitzvah, is l'saper b'nisim v'niflaos. It's to talk about the miracle. And all the ideas that you say, he already said, you could sit at your Seder and you could talk about the philosophy behind Yetziat Mitzrayim and what God was trying to do, and all that's great and all that's important, but at least part, if not the lion's share, of your Seder should be focused on the story itself. And if you think about some of the things we say in the Haggadah are not about that, but much of it is, right? The drasha that we actually talk about, where, you know, you can see, we talk not just about the Makot, we talk about how many Makot were there really, were there 10, 50, 250, right? There's all these extensive drasha going on. We talk about the Makot, we talk about the categorization of the Makot, Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav, where we spend a lot of time just talking about what happened in Mitzrayim, and at least the majority of our night, we should be focusing on that. According to the Rambam, that's the mitzvah. Now he notes that the Brisker Rav pointed out from the story that we say at the Haggadah, which appears in two versions of the five Rabbanim who are sitting and telling the story. So in our Haggadah, they're telling the story. In the Tosefta, there's a similar story where they're telling the Halachot of Pesach. And the Brisker Rav therefore argued that you can fulfill your mitzvah by studying the Halachot of Pesach. But again, Rav Asher Weiss pushes back and he says, that's part of the mitzvah, but if you spend the entire night sitting there and telling drashot about chametz and matzah and karban Pesach, and the kids at your seder have no idea what's going on, you're not yotzer mitzvah. The basic mitzvah is the simple, straightforward telling of the story that happened in Mitzrayim. And I think that's something that's important to think about as Pesach is coming up, because we tend to think that material is obvious. We all know it. We all know the story. So every year we look for something new, but the things that we look for new are often come and replace what, according to the Rambam, is the main mitzvah. And the Rambam in the Nevuchim notes that Yomim Tovim in general are not necessarily about chidushim. It's not necessarily about novel things. It's that every 6 months, which is when we have our major week-long chagim, we need to reinforce our emunah. We need reinforce the basics, right? That's really what the Yomim Tovim are about. So yes, it may be true that these stories of the miracles we all know, but that's the point. When we say that even Chachamim who know the story have to tell it, that wouldn't be novel if we were saying that Talmidei Chachamim should be sitting there learning the Chidushim in the fifth parak of Psachim that they didn't learn because they're not expert in Kadshim. The point is that even though it's the basics that we all do know, that's what we're supposed to be talking about. So again, everything else is very nice, and we should come up with all the different words and whatever it is that inspires us, and we should spend time talking about the philosophy of what it is we're accomplishing, and we should spend some time, if we want, talking about the halachot. But a significant portion of our night, as the Rambam says, has to be simply about imagining the miracles that happen on the night, reinforcing our emunah by just talking about the wonders that happened in Mitzrayim, the Makot, and everything that happened either before or after, if you want, Kriyat Yam Suf. But even that, Rav Asher Weiss notes, even that at some level, talking about what happened before and after the Makot, that's also a bit of parparot, because the Rambam says it's to talk about what happened on Pesach night. It's not just to talk about the story. At least part of the night has to be talking about what happened on that night, what led to us leaving at Mitzrayim, and the night when we actually left Mitzrayim. So, even though, again, I encourage everyone to find their new things, when they get to the Seder, I think Rav Asher Weiss's instructions are important to remind ourselves that just because we know the story isn't an excuse to replace the basics with all the fancy new things we know. At least part of our Seder, we have to just sit there and stand in awe as we tell the stories of the amazing things that God did for us, as He took us out of Mitzrayim, the Makot, the miracles, and reinforce our Emunah. Because that, in the end of the day, is what Yom Tov is about. It's about going back to basics and strengthening our Emunah with the things that we already know to be true.